Welcome, everyone, to Burge's Power Hour. Yay! It's August 17th, and tonight, today, we are talking about and experiencing how to stay positive in a chaotic world, how to play win-win in a win-lose society. So I'm really excited about tonight. I've been thinking about tonight's call, or today's call if you're on the other side of the world. I've been thinking about this for a while now. So what I'm going to do is just do a little housekeeping. If you have background noise, you can hit *6. That will mute you. If you want to keep on, you can. *6 will unmute you. So if you want to talk or ask questions, you can hit *6. But *6 will mute you, and then *6 will unmute you. That way you guys have control over it, and we won't hear background noise. Or if I start hearing a lot of background noise, I'll just go ahead and mute everybody, but I don't want to have to do that. So that's a little background housekeeping there for you. For those of you who have never been on the call tonight, welcome, welcome. I love these connections that we have throughout the world with everyone, just to give us a boost of power and a boost of perhaps something that you want to remember about yourself. And I usually give you tools that you can use forever, really, and how you want to shift your life in whatever direction you're looking for. Also, it's a very experiential call. Most of the time what I do, those of you who've never heard me before on these calls, I do experiential type processes. Tonight's going to be a little different, though. So those of you who are on the call every month or know me, tonight's going to be a little different. Tonight's call is going to be a little more esoteric, if you will, because I was really tapping into how do you stay positive with all the things that are going around on in the world. And, you know, I got last month when we were on our power call, I thought, you know, there's so much terror and fear and pain and all these things in the world that keep showing up. And how can you stay positive with whatever's going on in your world and in your environment that could be chaotic? And in the bigger picture, what's going on the planet and how we are working together or not working together, and why is all this happening and what do we do about it? How can we hold our connection? So tonight is going to be a little more esoteric than I normally do, meaning it won't be a lot of writing. So those of you who drive when you listen to these things, yay, you won't have to write anything down and stop. And, you know, but I am going to be doing meditation. So there's a couple of things I want to be doing tonight with the meditation. And certainly if you're driving, please do not do that, because you need to either pull over and not close your eyes. So those of you who have just joined us on the call, go ahead and hit *6 to mute you if you have any background noise. That way we don't hear any background noise, okay? And if you want to speak and say anything and tap into what we're talking about, you hit *6 one more time, okay? And I know there are a lot of people joining us on this call. We had well over, there were hundreds of people that joined that went ahead and registered for it. So if for some reason you get cut off or you have to go, or if you're not on the call, this will be recorded, and we will send that out to all of the people who registered. So you will get all the recordings of these power calls. Another way you can get them, of course, is you go to our essenceofbeing.com site. You join our Healing Forest, our membership site, and you have access to all of the power calls that we've ever done. So, and that's for free. So I invite all of you to check that out, to join our membership site, so you can get a lot of goodies that way. So again, for tonight, I really wanted to have us tap into how do we stay positive, because I know there are a lot of things going on for a lot of people that I know personally and that I work with. And over the last 36 years I've been working with people, I know that there's so many things that can pull us off our center, that can pull us off of our direction. For some of us, we may feel lost at times, or we feel like we're afraid because we don't know what's coming next. Or maybe we've outside of our comfort zone for a little while. We've pushed ourselves out there, and we're just not sure what direction to go to. And then you can also tap into the bigger picture of all the people that are hurting in the world. And a lot of people I know are very sensitive to that. So what do you do? How do you stay positive? And how can you play win-win when all of these other people in the world perhaps are not doing so? So, again, here's my plan tonight. I'm going to give you a couple of reasons, I think, why this is happening and what to do about it. And again, it is going to be more esoteric in nature, and you may or may not resonate with some of the concepts that I'm going to share with you tonight. But if you do, definitely bring it in. And if you don't, I ask you just to keep an open mind about looking at things in a different way, perhaps. And certainly, like I said, most of the time I'm doing a lot of experiential things with you, but this time we're going to be doing more of a meditation and more of me giving you some feedback about maybe how to change your perspective so that you can look at things going on in your life and in the world a little differently. So obviously, to stay positive, we have to be in an allowing state, to allow ourselves to be there, to connect, to ground, to receive, to pray, to meditate, to breathe in love, however it is that you connect to your center. And maybe everybody has their own ways of doing that, or maybe you don't know how to do that. But connecting to your center, connecting to your source, connecting to your connection, connecting to the universe, connecting to God, connecting to whatever you want to call higher power, energy, your higher self, you can great spirit, whatever you want to call that soul level connection that maybe many of you tap into daily, and maybe you guys have forgotten how to. So here's the thing. Let me just share with you. I just got a weird email too that was really, I find it highly amusing, that I got an email just before this call, and its title, let me read it to you. It's really bizarre. Its title is The End. Are you prepared? Where will you be when society finally collapses? Will you be hiding in the dark, hoping that everything will be okay, wondering how to keep your loved ones safe and fed? Don't wait and wonder. Be prepared. And I got that email, and I'm like, wow. That's just kind of slimed me a little bit, because here's what I'm going to say about all of that. That when there is a lot of violence and pain and fear and loss of direction and just chaos, we just don't know where to turn sometimes, what that does, in my opinion, is it can open up the heart chakra. Now, if you don't know what a chakra is, it's the energy spirals, it's the energy forces within our bodies and outside of our bodies. It's a meditation, it's movement, it's these energy cycles within us. And the heart chakra opens up. It blasts open when all of these things are happening around us. It gives us an opportunity to really blast that open and become more vulnerable. And in the workshops and the Essence of Being series and all the programs we do, we say, look, your strength lies in your vulnerability. So let me explain a little more about that. So sometimes we try to put all this stuff into context and try to make some kind of sense out of all of this, you know, the terrorists and all the pain and the killings and the murder and the stuff in our life that just gets in our way that doesn't feel good. And we try to make sense of all of this, and it feels senseless. So how do you make sense out of something that feels senseless? So the image that keeps coming to my mind is that our collective heart chakra, the chakra of planet Earth, has been blasted open. And now more vulnerable, and receptive. So when your heart chakra opens, you become more vulnerable and more receptive, just like the planet does. So this seems kind of incongruent, right? It's incongruent in light of all these violent acts that happen around us. These violent acts precipitate all this opening up, but it seems completely consistent with how we as humans tend to grow and change. So let me explain. It's often a devastating action that can catapult us into reconciliation and or healing. It's death that reminds us how precious life is. It's grave illness that makes us value our health. It's hatred that reminds us to love. And it's guilt that signals us to be patient and compassionate with ourselves. So this duality that we live in is often difficult to reconcile. And I know we as people that are of like mind and we're trying to do the right thing, we tend to always want to go with the good choice of peace and harmony. But those dark sides exist for a reason. They're there to reflect back for us those things which we need to see in order to continue our evolvement. They're beacons that are being tuned in and turned on right now. And many are answering the call despite the feeling of discombobulation and uncertainty that they're experiencing. So there's so much value in trusting in the knowing that we feel in the midst of apparent chaos. Many of us are tapping into the passion of wanting to help and wanting to expand in a way that doesn't fuel that violent energy. But here's the thing, we can't judge or condemn the catalyst. It's the storms on this planet that refresh and awaken in a way that the status quo can't activate. So if things are the same, nothing gets activated. Now, this isn't to say that, you know, we in any way condone any of that behavior. You know, as we may personally prefer a different course of action, we don't sit up every day and go, I want this all this crap to happen. But we do try to put this behavior into perspective to better understand it, and that's what this call is about. So the perpetrators, for lack of a better word, of any kind of violence or fear or anger or pain, you know, they're not so different from any of us. Sometimes we can be the target of other people's actions. They simply feel that they're right and that they have been abused and attacked. They're wanting to shift and change just as we do. So they feel the pull of wanting to make things right. The difference is they use different actions to achieve their desired result. So they use force. So on a personal level, these events that we've had in the last year, or actually forever on our planet, I mean, they really make me more committed to the work that we do in our Essence of Being series of programs, because we teach people how to live from a more feeling place, not shut it down, and one of abundance rather than lack, one of love and trust and innocence other than hate and mistrust and guilt. So when we come from that stance of love and responsibility and respect for all beings who share this planet, we can begin to find new common grounds to settle our differences. So I talked about the vulnerability part, right? So when we have things in our lives that are contrast, things that we don't like, chaotic stuff, the vulnerability is the part that is bringing everyone together in a way that has not been brought together before. Think about it. When terrible things happen, everybody opens up their heart chakra and they jump in and want to help. And the best of humanity shows up. It opens that part of us up that may have not been activated before or lay dormant. So the feeling of vulnerability, of one of strengthening one's heart to look in deep into each other's souls and to be able to speak to each other with a framework of understanding and love and wanting to reach out to each other, to connect, and to finally make the decision of goodness is that's really why all that happens. This is the result of what's happening in the world right now. People just open up and want to help. They want to connect. They want to love. They become more and more vulnerable. So I encourage all of us on this call tonight, and those of you who are listening on the recording, just know that you are the staff, and I kid the staff whenever we do workshops that I say we are the staff of the umbrella of safety for the reign of fear, and it's true. We are the staff. We are the staff of the umbrella if you choose to make yourself so. You are the umbrella that covers the reign of terror that is out there, the reign of chaos. It is your decision whether you become part of the reign of terror or the reign of chaos or the reign of pain or the reign of fear, or that you become part of the umbrella and be the staff that holds up the umbrella of safety so that all of us may feel this, that all those people who are focusing on all the other stuff, we are their umbrella of safety. There is a storm. There's absolutely a storm in the world, and you can choose to be a part of the storm, or you can choose to be a part of the umbrella of safety. So everyone that you come in contact with now, you have a choice. You have a choice of whether to touch their hearts with the feeling of safety and the feeling of connection, or the feeling of hatred and the feeling of disconnection and of retribution. You want to get back at everybody. And there will be those of you who will do this. And those of you who will choose that path of retribution, that will be the path that you seek. That will be the vibration that you will bring to you. It's your choice. So let me explain it. Let me do a little visual here about a hurricane. It's sort of like we're in a hurricane. You are the eye of the hurricane. Sometimes you just dip into the hurricane itself, and you lean over into the winds, and you let it flow against your hair, and you let it breathe into all the stuff that's out there, and you get to bump up against all the crap that's going around and around and around, all kinds of things, so you know that you're experiencing these things, and all you have to do is just stand up straight, and you are in the eye of the hurricane. You are the eye of the hurricane, and there's nothing hitting you or contrasting with you. So you're not bumping up against things to know that you are a center. In other words, what happens is when you're in the middle of the hurricane, when you lean over and you feel the wind and you feel the bumping up against all the stuff, just remember that all you have to do is stand up, tune in, be the eye, be the center. You are always there. You are the center of that hurricane. Do not be afraid that you've lost your connection, because it is truly impossible for you to lose your connection. It's just that we forget to stand out, to stand up, to be the center. We just dip way too far out into the wind and the hurricane that beats us up. So what I'd like to do is to do a little meditation on that so that we can get some clarity and learn how to stand in the center and find that center again, no matter what's going on the outside. So again, if you're driving, please don't close your eyes. Okay, and if you can, if just stop whatever you're doing and just take a minute. And just take a deep breath. And I suggest you close your eyes. Take another deep breath. And connect with the feeling of safety. There is a vortex that is formed in this moment. All of us together, connected, take another deep breath. We want you to be able to go there now. So you may open your heart chakra, and open all your senses that you feel safe with yourself now. Go there right now. Go to that safety place. Go to the blackness. Go there to the middle of the eye of this hurricane. Go to the nothingness. Calm your mind. Take a deep breath. See nothing but black. And in this stillness, in this blackness, you see the many, many souls, people that have been hurt or attacked or live in chaos, anybody that you know that could be in pain, including yourself. See these souls that have come together to raise the consciousness of all of us. See their arms and their hands. See their mouths and their faces. See their eyes. Now see them in this place of enlightenment and one of transformation and expansion. See them expand. And as you watch all of these souls, including you, expand, you are the observer. And you're watching and feeling the upliftment of all of the souls that have expanded in this ceremony of awakening. And as they expand, you see the brightness. It gets brighter and brighter for you, and you see the sea of souls. And you see them expanding into light and into waves. And as you observe this, you feel brighter and warmer. And you see and feel the warmth and the love that is there. And you see what a gift these souls are to the expansion, including yourself. And you see the host of many beings and angels and energies and guides, whatever you want to call all of them, that have come forth to honor and carry forth the expansion. And you're still observing this, yet you're feeling the overwhelming feeling of pure, positive love and energy flow. Let it fill you up. Bring it in from the top of your head. The white light, just let it flow through your body. Let it fill you up. As you bring this positive energy flow back into your consciousness, bring it into your body. Allow yourself to breathe this in. Allow it to sink in all over your body to calm yourself. Be still. Pure positive energy flow, knowing the expansion is here and you're observing this and you're bringing it into your physical space now. This is your connection. You're in the eye of the hurricane. Now, wherever you may go, you may take this physicalness that you have in your body, and you may touch the hearts of many that you meet. Just spread this connection along. And don't be afraid if they don't want to take it from you, or if they don't want to share in this experience. Do not be attached to the connection or disconnection of others. If you want to be attached to anything, be attached to your connection. Be attached to your own knowing and your own awareness and your own allowing and your own receiving and your own worthiness. Take a deep breath. Now, that is one thing you can do when you're in the middle of going around being crazy. You can stop for a minute and do that meditation. Bring that vulnerability, that openness, that vibration of connection into your space, into your physical body. And then it's up to you to share it with people. And some people will receive it and some people won't. Everyone has choice. So let me give you another aspect of this. So many people have tapped into the fear of a lot of things happening in their lives, great changes happening on the planet. So you can be as broad as change on the planet, or you can be as a microcosm of things changing in your own life, in your home, in your environment. And this change is fearful to some. It's so fearful that people have not been able to grasp the idea of an evolution in a way that keeps them on the planet. A lot of people are leaving the planet. And many of them have chosen to view and absorb this from a different place. Many of you are questioning whether or not it is best for you to stay here or to do it from this place or that place. And you ask yourself, maybe I'm here, I'm not sure what I'm doing. Why am I staying here? So here's some advice for those of you who would like to evolve and still stay on the planet. There is a bridging process that is happening right now with all of us. So trusting that all is well, trusting that all your senses are being awakened, even greater than you can imagine. There is a faith experience that is evolving for many of us. And you're on the train track of faith. Many of you are riding this train of faith, and you're not sure where it's going to stop, or you're not even sure if it's going to explode or not. And whoever's typing in the background, could you please mute yourself, star 6, okay, because I can hear a little tapping back there, okay? So when you're on this train of faith, it can go slow, it can go fast at different times, and you wonder, is this train of faith that I'm on, is it on the right track? Have I been moving in the right direction or the wrong direction? Now, when you ask yourself that, this, of course, implies that there's a duality. And what I'd like to share about duality is that it's coming to a close. This is how you can stay positive in a chaotic world. It's to not look at things from a duality standpoint. So where it is more of a symbiotic type of merging that is taking place, we're becoming more symbiotic. We are merging right, wrong, good, bad, left, right. It's more of an encompassing and embracing all that is and not calling it one way or another. That's the oneness. That's different than duality. It's merging the oneness of your own ability to manifest and be here and to experience this world, and this world is all of that. Good, bad, right, wrong, left, right. And when we embrace it as one, then it becomes so. And then There's no distinction to pull you off course. It morphed into one being, one allowing, one connection. There's no more in or out. And for many people, this concept is so far difficult, it's just difficult for many of us to grasp. Because even with being physical and non-physical, we have a physical body, and many people believe we have a non-physical self, that soul, that energy that is really us. There is a confusion of how to grasp the difference between the two, knowing that there is non-physical part of you that exists always. And I share with that in my workshops that thought is eternal. Energy is eternal until it is rethought. So I see it all the time. A lot of us have doubts. We have doubts. We think we're taking risks in coming to this place, when we come into this body, when we come into this moment, when we come into this experience. There's always a sense of, why am I here? If I'm supposed to be pure energy, then why have I chosen this body in this time? Why am I experiencing all these things? So if I have a perfect connection to Source or God or Universe or Great Spirit or energy, whatever you want to call it, if I'm a perfect connection of beingness, then why must I experience so many things that feel less than that? Why do I have to experience fear and pain and suffering and doubt and violence and attack and stuff? And this doubtful place, or this place of risk, and this coming to this place and this understanding, why am I here? Okay, it is indeed a human experience. This train of faith that we are on is our connection to know that all is well. This train of faith, sometimes we're on board and sometimes we're not. There is no damnation at the end of the train track, okay? When you're riding on board of this train, when you're on board, you're experiencing the journey itself. And the faith that this journey will continue is the only thing that is real. All other things that come into your space are certainly one of manifesting all kinds of fiction, manifesting experiences that are really not that important. However, many of us make it really important in this time, in this place, that we just end up losing our faith. You lose the trust of the train that you're on. So, what do you do about it? In order to be happy, in order to feel happy, ask yourself, do I first have to love myself first? Is that the first step? And so many of us look for happiness from the outside, saying that I want to be happy first to love myself. And then I'll know that all is well. And of course, you know that I've said many times, it's the other way around. That first, loving yourself is the most important thing. That it is your faith. That is your ticket to get on board, is loving yourself. Know that you're connected to Great Spirit, God, Universe, energy, whatever you want to call it. That loving yourself enough to believe that you are here for a reason. Can you do that? Ask yourself that question. Is loving myself enough to believe, is that enough? Is that the only reason I'm here, is to love myself? Is that enough? So I told you this call is a little more esoteric than normal. So I hope I'm not blasting you out, but I want you to listen with your heart and follow this journey with me. I want to do one more little visualization here, okay, about you on this train, this faith train. So get on board the train and just have a most peaceful ride where all your needs are met. Where you are with all of your ancestors, there you are grounding yourself with your friends and your family that love you. Where you're gathered together on this train with a host of angels and guides and onlookers and energy, that there's nothing for you to do. There's nothing for you to think. You're here to relax and play. Close your mind to worry. Close your mind from concern. And you are on this peaceful train. And this train is never ending. It never ends. This is your quiet connection. This is your ability to tap into peace. This is your peace train, where all things are answered. And all things are provided for and taken care of. Leave your worry and concern at the door. And relax and bask in this knowingness. Allow yourself to drift into a peaceful slumber. You are the master of your creation. You are the hollow bone of your desire. All is well in this time and moment. There is only peace here. So from this place, you create. It doesn't take any effort or force. There is no force in creation. There is unlimited potential and opportunity. There is only freedom here. So you are at peace and you're blessed. So, I feel really blessed to help us raise our vibrations, to stay positive in the midst of the hurricane, in the midst of the chaos, and choose to play and attract win-win, where we all win. So what I'd like for all of us to do, if you choose to, is write down, if you can, and when you can go back and listen to these meditations and listen to this call, but you can write down all the places in your life that you dip into that chaos, where you dip into the hurricane. Write down all the aspects of you. In other words, where's the drama show up? In your family, in your significant others, in your work, in your house, in your kids, in your health, in your money, in your business. Do you watch the news? Do you find yourself watching TV or being stimulated by videos and other things that bring you into that chaotic zone? So just write down all the places that this shows up for you. And I'm going to remind many of you who have taken my courses and also those of you who have heard my calls before, I'm going to remind you of a fabulous tool to use if you can't just stop and do those meditations somewhere. One thing you can do to help you get out of chaotic places in your life, when you write all those things down, write all those different places where they show up, and then just use that universe to-do list or the God list, whatever you want to call, you turn it over. The universe to-do list, for those of you who do not know, the left side of the list, you write down all the things that you are willing to handle today, just for today, things that you're willing to complete that you know you can do today. And on the other side is the universe's marching orders. you say to the God, to universe, to Great Spirit, okay, I don't know how to handle all this other stuff, so you handle it. Turn everything that you're concerned about over. Turn it over to the vastness of resources that the universe has. See, we have the same access to those resources, but we may not know how to access them. So turn them over. Turn them over to God. Turn them over to the universe and say, inspire me to take the right action. Show me signs to know that I'm doing the right thing. Help me be more inclusive. Help me see the value of letting go of duality, wrong and right. See, because what happens if you turn over and you say, you know, help me do the right thing, sometimes that can put you right back in duality, because that could mean that you're doing something wrong. So you could say, help me embrace that all is well. Take care of all the things I don't know how to do or that I don't have the answers for. Release the burdens that you may be having around all the chaos and the fear and the drama and the pain. And in order for this to work, it really, really works. But in order for it to work, please do not keep looking at it and say it hasn't happened yet. Once you've turned it over, turn it over. And say, this is going to happen in the perfect timing for me. You may think it's going to happen. You may want it to happen a certain way and a certain time. But it may be happening in a different time on purpose for another reason. It's perfect timing. Maybe you don't get that job tomorrow. Maybe you don't get that boyfriend. Maybe you don't feel connected right away. It's perfect timing. It happens exactly when it needs to happen. You cannot keep looking at it and saying it hasn't happened yet. So here's what I'd like for you to do, is to go ahead and do that. Turn everything over. Draw a line down the middle of the page. Put everything on the left-hand side, what you're willing to do today. Put everything on the right-hand side, what you're not sure about how to handle. And just say, help me, show me, inspire me, take care of. So if you keep looking at it, though, and saying it hasn't happened yet, and I don't feel any better yet, or I don't have what I want yet, it's sort of like you're trying to have a cup of tea, you turn on your gas to turn on to warm your pot up to get your tea made, and you sit there and you look at it and you turn it off and say it's not here yet. And you go, well, I want a cup of tea. So you turn it on the gas again and you say, well, it's not here yet. So you turn off the gas. So it resets every time you do that. So you never end up with your tea. So a couple of things around all of this. Go ahead and take a minute to do your universe to-do list. Go ahead and turn over anything that's concerning you right now, whatever you wrote down, and all the places in your life where you're dipping into that hurricane. just another visualization of standing in the center, standing in the eye, the hurricane. Because without the eye, there is no hurricane. Without the hurricane, there is no eye. It's all-inclusive. Without the dark, you don't know there's light. It's all-inclusive. Letting go of duality is the challenge that we have here. Because if you think about it, we live in duality with our bodies. Or we think we do, because we have this clunky physical body here and we have this lightning speed connection of light within us that's non-physical. So how can you live in both places? How can you have both? Well, obviously we do because we're here. So is there anything that came up for any of you? This would be a time where we can, you can share anything you'd like and just hit *6 and you can share anything you'd like about what we've been talking about or how you feel or any questions or any comments that anybody would like to share about how to stay connected and positive or anything that you wrote down that I can help you with.
Sure, Burge.
What you got?
Well, you know the situation I'm going through right now. How do I stay positive and send love and all that when I need to take action?
You can send love and take
nothing.
Action at the same time, right?
Okay.
What about
so
sending love?
I've been staying above the line in what I'm doing.
Yeah.
But the other party's feeling attacked or something because it's not giving the results I would like to see. I'm still not completely clear.
So are you sending love to you first?
You know what? Yes. And an array of marvelous people have stepped up. In fact, to write the response letter, there was an attorney who's taken EOB who helped me write the letter. And he did that knowing what my situation is right now. And he's just was sending love. That's just one person out of a plethora of people who have stepped up. I'm receiving, and I'm saying thank you, and I'm breathing it in, and that part's amazing. But it's the rest of it, like positive until it's resolved.
Yeah, so here's the thing, hon, is holding that vibration of receiving and gratefulness and appreciation and allowing, and no buts. So every time you say a but, you're turning your gas down.
Okay.
So whenever you say, people are stepping up and I appreciate this and I'm choosing these things and people are showing up and I'm actually receiving and I'm grateful and things are actually fabulous in so many ways. And the minute you say but, it turns the gas off.
Okay.
So
no more buts.
No more buts. No more buts, because if you just pinch yourself, every time you say but, pinch yourself. Give
okay.
yourself a little NLP there. Just pinch
okay.
yourself when you say but. Catch yourself saying but and just don't say anything after that. Because, again, staying in that connection place, staying on
mm-hmm.
that faith train, you don't know where that train's going exactly, but you know you're enjoying the journey a lot more when you're in gratitude
Yes.
You sure are
absolutely
loving yourself a lot more when you're receiving love and acceptance and appreciation and support.
Yeah, and I also realize that the universe has just given me a little kick and saying it's time to step up. I get that part, too.
Yeah, you what's happened, if you look at it from the visualization of the hurricane, is that you've been standing in the center, and then you've been hanging out into the wind and letting things bump up against you, all the stuff that runs around, and you lean into it. So every time you say but, you're leaning into that. And
okay.
So you're knowing and embracing the I, because you are the I, but you're also the hurricane. You're all of it. So you have a choice. You could feel it, lay over and lean over into it and feel it and go, oh, that's interesting. That doesn't feel so good. I think I'll stand back out here in the center. I'll just stay in the center now. So, but every time you say but, you're leaning into that hurricane.
Okay.
And it's not going away. In other words, you can stay, but there's no reason why you have to lean into the hurricane. But sometimes we do that. Like you said, it kicks our butt sometimes to make us move. Sometimes we have to have the contrast to realize, oh, I have it pretty good. Or, oh, I really do want to love myself more. And that's the key. Does that help?
A little bit.
No buts?
No buts. I'm just trying to figure out how I could hold love for someone who doesn't play win-win. And we'll never play win-win.
Okay. So remember the mirror thing, right?
Uh-uh.
So you don't have to, if you're sending, my favorite thing to do when somebody's not playing win-win is I just look at them as a little boy or little girl. I look at them as the innocent little people that they really are inside, and they just don't know better. Now, I choose not to play with them if they don't want to play that way, but I can be complete.
You said but. Why did you say but?
You're right. Thank you for catching me. And I'm trying to make another point.
However,
right. However, what happens is when we look at them, when we're sending, we can see the innocence within them. You don't have to play with them, but you see the innocence. That always helps me when I've got things happening to me for people and I think, wow, how come that, you know, how could they play that way? They're playing and lose. I really see their pain. I see their pain. I see their innocence. I choose not to play with them when they're in that space, but that doesn't mean I'm going to stick it to them. Because if I try to stick it to them and retaliate in that way, my vibration feels heavy.
Okay.
And I know if I stay there, I'll attract more of it. Right? Because what you focus on expands, right?
Expands. I'm just giving this over the universe and having
Put it on the universe to handle it.
Oh, it's on.
Okay. Well, don't keep looking at it and saying it has not happened yet.
Yeah,
and I haven't gotten this yet because you're turning your gas off every time you do that.
Okay. Yes, ma'am. Thank you.
You're welcome.
I love
you,
Virge.
I have a question.
Yes.
Okay, so like with the win-lose, I don't like to use the word disengage, but sometimes it works for me. Like I kind of disengage because if I disengage, I'm untouchable for that moment in that when all the chaos is going around. So,
but if you're disengaging, are you being the eel?
I'm not done. So,
okay.
I'm not
the way
that's
I
Karen,
gain
that's somebody
control,
else talking, not me. Go ahead.
Yeah, I know it wasn't you. Like for me to keep control and not be reactive, which I really, that's one thing I really want to work on is being not to be reactive. So I increase my physical, emotional, and observing space in that situation. I don't know if that's like, you know, running or hiding or whatever, but for me, that's what works for me at that present moment. So, like, an example, I guess, would be kind of like road rage. If somebody's driving crazy, you kind of back off. You know, you don't go up, say, and try to tell them how to drive, you know, or what not to do, because that just pisses them off. So just like with a person, you know, you may want to exit the scene emotionally or physically at that present moment. So, I don't know. That's kind of how I do the win-lose.
Well, if it works for you, if it's working for you and that's what works for you, keep it. Absolutely. And the thing about disengaging, you can observe and not be attached emotionally with what's happening so that you are responding as opposed to reacting. So you could look at disengagement, if you want to call it that, as you're just basically stepping outside of the situation. You're going back into
stepping outside of yourself.
Yeah. You're going into your center. You're not dipping over into the hurricane and getting all wrapped up into it. You're just engaged. You're engaged still, but you're engaged in your center and in your connection.
If I can just stay with the observer, that helps me not to be reactive.
Right.
But,
okay.
You know, sometimes it works. It doesn't.
Okay. Hey, if it's working for you, keep it.
Yeah.
It's awesome. So you guys and gals on the call, I feel like, again, tonight was more esoteric, and I wanted to give you something that you could keep for a recording so that you can have that really realign and recess and reconnect whenever you kind of fall over into the hurricane a little bit. And I will tell you next month in September, September 21st is our next power call, and its topic is going to be the ripple effect, about how you make a difference. So the next topic, again, is September 21st, and it is how do you make a difference, the ripple effect that you cause. So it's going to be a really powerful edit. This will be a lot more experiential as far as going down to certain levels for you to look at yourself with. How do you show up? How do you make a difference? And just as a reminder, everyone, I'm going to be in Fort Lauderdale next weekend for Passionate Manifestation, which is our graduate level workshop. It's the last one of the year. So that is happening at the end of the month in August. And our next Essence of Being, our main first class that we do, is October 7th through the 9th in Atlanta. I invite you all to come play with us there. And, of course, our big event this year is our Mastery event that I only do every 2 years or so. And it is happening November 2nd through the 6th. And our Mastery event is a 5-day retreat that all of you can come play with us as long as you've done Essence of Being and Passionate Manifestation. So Mastery is our third level. And that is where we break free. And Passionate, we do breakthrough. And Essence of Being, we allow you to have break down all the things that are going on for you so that you can identify them and release them. So that may not be working for you. So I invite all of you to play. I'll be at the Unconference speaking there in Orlando with the Women's Prosperity Network in October. And then I'll be speaking also in Long Beach, California in December at the Women's Network. I'll be there playing with everyone. And I have some other things all around the world. But EssenceOfBeing.com, please join me. Go online and join the membership site. And if you can't find the other power calls, just let me know. You can always email me, Burge@EssenceOfBeing.com, or you can call 888-400-5566. And we can make sure that you get those. They should all be up there somewhere, so I will make sure that you can get those. So you could listen to this again. I appreciate your time tonight, everybody. And until I talk with all of you again and play with you, I hope that this gave you some sense of connection and knowing that you're not alone and that we are moving toward oneness, not duality. and finding your center within all of the win lose people, finding your center within all the chaos and all the tragic things that are going on in the world. So it's up to us to keep our chakra, our heart chakras open and being vulnerable and allowing ourselves to connect to our source. So with all of that, if everybody wants to unmute and say goodnight, that would be awesome. I'd love to hear your voices.
Good night,
Birds.
Good night.
God bless you. Happy travel.
Good night, Birds.
Good night, Birds.
Thank you.
Night. Thanks so much, Birds.
Oh, Mr. Hawaii, I hear you.
Yes, I just finally joined in. I was on another call that went really, really long. So,
oh, okay.
But I'm glad to finally be here and get to hear some of the awesomeness.
Okay. And everyone that was on the call tonight and or that registered, you get a recording of it so you can listen at your pleasure.
I was going to ask that question right there because I really want to hear this one. The topic is right on the money for me. So it's
awesome.
Very disappointing. I couldn't be on this.
No worries.
Thank you so much, Birds.
You're welcome. Have fun
in
Hawaii.
Okay. Thank you so much. Have a wonderful night.
You too.
I'll do my best.
Okay. All right.
Okay, bye.